Now it's time for the
two, count 'em, two.
Two.
Two up on the upswing.
One of my favorite Dr. King quotes is, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others? You may be looking for something to do today, volunteer-wise. It's a big day to get out and volunteer and give back to your community. This is really interesting. If you have a good eye on cursive writing, go to archives.org/citizen-archivist, and you can make contributions to the National Archives catalog to enhance access and discoverability of lost historical documents that need to be tagged and documented. The National Archives is brimming with all of these historical documents, many of them written in cursive, and some date back to more than 200 years. And some of these texts can be difficult to read and understand, particularly now, because we just aren't taught cursive in schools anymore. That's why the National Archives is looking for volunteers who can help transcribe and organize many of its handwritten records. It's a citizen archivist program. Its goal is to unlock history and make digital documents more accessible. Really super easy to do. You just go to the site, you log in, you make an account, and you can scan documents, you can make changes, and you can provide your input. There's a Revolutionary War pension and bounty land warrant application on the site. There's so many interesting historical items. There's no application. You just pick a record. Doesn't have any. You don't have to read the. You read the instructions. You create an account. It's easy to do. Take a half hour out of the day today. Take an hour out of the day tomorrow, and contribute to history. All right. Second up. It's cold out there, so if you want to get your daily walk or run in, I'm going to suggest the Pettit National Ice Center. Great track, 443-meter track. You can run or walk around the track. It's $4 to get in. You can buy a pack of 10 for $36. The Pettit National Ice Center, right out at Wisconsin State Fair Park, right off of 94 there. A great place. Get inside, get your walker run in, get out of the cold, but make sure you're getting that exercise. Another note on the Pettit National Ice Center, the World Cup is coming to Milwaukee next weekend, January 31st through February 2nd. It's been nearly 20 years since the last World Cup was held in Milwaukee. We'll have top speed skaters from across the world competing in many different categories. Mass start, team pursuit, team sprint. Great to have a wonderful Olympic venue right here in our community.